God of deep and abiding love, you send me out into the fray, so vulnerable, clinging not to anything I own or want. I can't even cling to my thinky thoughts or my right thinking or my righteous indignation. I cling only to you. I cling only to you or I'll go down with the ship. Because everything else is, well, not you. Not consistent, not reliable, not faithful. That's only you. So I wake today and remember to let go of all the other stuff so that I can remember to cling to you as you cling to me. Otherwise, I use what I hold on to lob at the world willy-nilly, and I cause more damage than I would ever intend. Your love makes me so vulnerable to those who would seek to undermine your good news. Your love makes me vulnerable to the chaos of the world, and yet it is your love that sends me. It is your love that sends me to tell others and show others, and even to send others, so that there's a band of us vulnerable people out in your world showing your love to others by showing how much we need one another. So help me to believe your love does more than I can ever see or even dream. Help me to trust that your love is stronger than any other force. And remind me that the gospel is the gospel is the gospel in the deep contrast of whatever is happening in the world. It will preach and sing and even be consumed today. Your good news will be eaten because you are faithful and miraculous and wondrous. You are the vulnerable one. You show me how to be vulnerable. And your love utterly amazes me. Help me to know this love first for myself today, so I can share it with my family, with my friends, with my colleagues, and yes, with my parishioners and those I serve. Oh, thank you for your love, and steel me for today. Prepare me for today, and then send me out, even if I don't want to go, because you go with me. I know that. And I love you. Amen. Okay, dear deacon, dear chaplain, dear pastor, don't be afraid. God is with you. And your labor for the Lord, it's not in vain.